We are in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Tefillin. I think this we're going to be focused on today. The rest of this entire Perek, and it deals with some issues that are definitely practical and some that don't really apply today anymore. But it is obviously still very interesting. So in Halacha Ches, also I remember when I got Bar Mitzvah. This is also one of the halachas they drill into your head, which is. How when you take off your tefillin, you put it into the bag. Now, what's interesting is that, we'll read the Rambam in a second, but what's interesting is that most tefillin bags, or many tefillin bags today, are set up in a right-left way, meaning you put your tefillin into the bag, and there's one tefillin here, you know, Rosh, Yad, depending on your perspective, okay? But the kli that they talk about is where one is on top of the other. I know in Israel, it's very common for guys to use those thermoses, and that's actually a better way to do it, as you'll see in a second. So the Rambam says, "Kishecholitz adam tfilov lahatzniyam bekli." So when a person takes off his tefillin to put him in a kli, because you can't keep him out, lo yaniach shel yad milamata v'shel rosh milmala. So you should never put the yad underneath the rosh. So again, we're talking about a vertical. What do you call? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, so. So the tefillin case was set up vertically. So what you should do is, you should have the yad on top, right, and the milmal on the bottom. Why? Right? Yifka b'shal rosh tchila, v'nimsa shemanicha umotza shal yad l'fish ein lovshan shal rosh kodem shal yad. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that if you stack it up in that way, right, where let's say the rosh was on top and the yad is on the bottom. Which tefillin do you put on first? Do you put on your tefillin shel yad first? So what you have to do is you're going to be pogeh, you're going to touch, you're going to have to take out the shel rosh to get to the shel yad. Why is that a problem? V'asr l'adam l'haniach mitzvah v'lavor mimena l'mitzvah acheres. So this is another time in this parak where the Rambam discusses a universal axiom, which is ein mavir na l'mitzvos. So a person should never set one mitzvah aside to get to another. And remember, the tension that exists by tefillin is that it's both considered two separate mitzvos, but yet they're still connected to each other in some way. So here the Rambam's treating it like two mitzvos. So what I'm doing is I'm passing over the mitzvah of the Rosh to get to the Yad. And that's a problem. Okay? Ela mitzvah shetavo liyado sh'adna metchila bohu misaseh. But rather, what's the halacha? A person should, if he is engaging in mitzvos, the first one he comes across, right, he should be involved in that one. So the problem would be, is passing over one to get to the other. So therefore, that's why what a person should do is he should put the yad on top. This way, he'll always engage with that one first, right? And then put them on in order. Now let's swing back to what I said in the beginning. So this makes a lot of sense why it's always better to have, well, not better, but that's why vertical cases are great, because when you take off your tefillin, as we'll say in a second, you put your, as we just said, you put your roshin first, and then you put your yad on top, right? But when you have the right-left situation, okay, you run into an interesting question of how does ein ma'avir and ala mitzvos work there? Because, in other words, you know where your tefillin is, right? So you know where your yad is, let's say, in relative to the rosh. But the question is, you can make an argument each way. You can make an argument that a situation of right-left never really lends itself to ein ma'avir and ala mitzvos. Or you could make the argument that every single time you have that, I mean, it's theoretically possible that you're passing over the rosh to get to the yad, depending on how you draw your hand. So the horizontal tefillin cases, which a lot of people, have, what do you call it? It's an interesting question where ein ma'avir na l'mitzvos fits into that. The classic case in the Gemara was clearly vertical cases where the tefillin shel rosh was always on the bottom and the yad was on top. Okay, halacha test. Now, we know that tefillin, this is another axiomatic principle. Kli shehichino l'haniach bo tefillin, right? Okay, so coming attractions. So let's say grandma, Safta sews up a beautiful tefillin bag for you for your bar mitzvah, okay? So kli shehichino l'haniach bo tefillin, v'nicham bo niskadish, v'asol ishtamasho b'divrei chol. This is another universal principle. Once, if Safta makes you a tefillin bag, okay, it only becomes a tashmish of Kedusha, meaning it acquires its designation as being something holy, so to speak. It's only if you use it. So once you use it, now the tefillin bag becomes endowed with the status of Kedusha, and you can't use it for anything else. However, hechinu v'lo niachbo, Yeah, it's an important one. But however, if Safta makes you the tefillin bag and you don't use it, okay, you put it on your mantle, o sheniach bo arai, right, v'lo echino, or let's say, and this is another important one, let's say it's not set up to be a tefillin bag. Okay, let's say, for example, for whatever reason why you you can't find your regular tefillin bag and you happen to put your tefillin in, let's say, your backpack. Okay, that does not make your backpack into a davar shel kedusha. Okay, so again, it has to be, this is why halacha is so unique, because halacha requires das. It's taking a bag that was made for the purpose of tefillin and then using it with your tefillin. But if I just stomp, if I put my tefillin, let's say, in a Ziploc bag, that doesn't make the Ziploc bag a davar shel kedusha. Zvarei yuchol, kamo shahaya. Then the other halacha is, v'asa litlos es ha-tefillin bein beretzua bein betfila atzma. This is an interesting one. You can't hang your tefillin. So let's say, like, you want to hang your tefillin, let's say, in your closet over the pole. You can't do that, okay? Avatolo who has a kiss, shet tefillin munachimbo. But you could hang it up, by the tefillin bag. And that's the issue of bizayon. All right, but the first halacha is more relevant. It's an important halacha to know. I've had that question before. Some people make a mistake, and they think that once the tefillin goes into So some people think that once a tefillin is used in a bag, by definition, the bag becomes a davar shel kedusha. And that's not necessarily the case. Next, halacha yud. Now, this is also something that I think is slowly making a comeback these days, but not quite. And this is something that it's very sad that it's so foreign to us as being the norm. Halacha yud, zman hanachas tefillin b'yom v'lo b'layla. Okay, so when do you wear your tefillin? All day. Right? So remember, tefillin's not a din in tefillah. It's really sad that that's the way halacha's taught, that when, especially as a young male, you're taught that when do you put on tefillin? You put on tefillin at shacharis, right? As if that is the only time that tefillin's supposed to be worn. But that's just not true. Tefillin's a din like tzitzis. You're supposed to wear tefillin the entire day, okay? V'lo b'layla, shenemar miyamim yamima. That's a machlokas in the Gemara. There's a shita that holds you wear it day and night, okay? But it's important to go in with a certain lens, which is, and again, it's foreign to us, but that tefillin was worn the entire day, okay? You went to work, you're wearing a tefillin. You'll see the situations where you take them off, but in general, your tefillin's worn all day. Chukah zu hi mitzvah tefillin, right? V'chein shabasos yamim tovim, einan zman tefillin. Shenemar, yeah, go ahead. That's the point I'm trying to emphasize. The mitzvah of tefillin is to wear tefillin all day. The mitzvah of tefillin is not to put it on for, what do you call it, for shacharis, right? Okay, now someone mentioned, the problem of, well, what's it going to be like when those few people who wear tefillin all day, what kind of message are they sending? I understand, but at the end of the day, the mitzvah d'oraisa, I mean, we have to weigh out. The mitzvah d'oraisa is to wear tefillin all day. It's unfortunate that I think people, when they see someone wear tefillin all day, their reaction is like, oh, that person's like holier than thou. That's a problem. People shouldn't react that way. And there are a few people today who do wear tefillin all day. I know definitely, the Gronix in Yerushalayim, they wear tefillin all day. And there's certain individuals who do. I'm just saying it's a very sad thing that we've reduced the mitzvah to just tefillah. And by the way, to respond to that question about having the proper kavana, if that is truly the case, okay, if the problem is a person must have the right intent, then who says it's mutter for him to put it on shacharis? I raised this question when I was younger. I said, I don't understand. Mimanoshach, if you're telling me the problem is a person has to have the right kavana when they have tefillin on. So when you're a 14 or 15-year-old kid, you should wear tefillin. You should not wear tefillin. Forget shacharis. You should never wear tefillin. If you're telling me the concern is that a person can't control their thoughts, then when is it ever mutter to put on tefillin? Honestly. So the idea that it only should be limited to shacharis is bizarre, because if you're telling me we don't have the ability to control ourselves, don't put on tefillin at all. If you're telling me that we do, let's say it's limited, so start putting on your tefillin, and what you should do is you should wear your tefillin until you feel like you can't control your thoughts anymore. But to say that I only put on my tefillin for shacharis, and it doesn't answer the problem. That's my point. But anyway, so that's my rant. Anyway, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontov, so we don't wear it on Shabbos and Yontov because it says there that it's an os, okay? So v'shabbos as v'yom tovim hein atzman os. So we know that tefillin is an os, ushatem le'os la'idecha, and we know that Shabbos, for example, is an os as well. So the idea is that it will be superfluous, meaning to have tefillin on Shabbos, when Shabbos itself functions as an os, it would make no sense to go ahead and wear tefillin as well. It will be superfluous to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Umei masay zman an achasan. When is the earliest you put on tefillin, or when's the time start? Mishayires chaver b'rachok arba amos v'yakireu achetishka achama. So this is a famous idea. This is called what do you call it? Mishayakir. This is the idea that the earliest time to put on tefillin is when I can see my friend from a distance. That's not dawn, but it's not after sunrise either. It's a little bit before, about 20 minutes or so before, depending on where you are, before sunrise. And the zman of it is from that point until shkia, okay, until sunset. Now, halacha yud aleph. Now, let's say mishen yach tefillin kodem shetishka chama. Now, let's say you had tefillin on all day, right? And then v'chashka aleph, and now it becomes night, and you didn't take your tefillin off. Afilu lahin aleph kol laila mutter. So this is also a very interesting halacha. The halacha is that a person is not chayev. It's not necessarily that you're chayev to take off your tefillin at night. Okay, if your tefillin happened to be on when night hit, it's mutter. Okay, the only thing is v'ein morin davar zel rabim. Right, but we don't teach this publicly. Rather, we teach people to take it off at night, even though technically speaking, there's no problem wearing them past shkia. But the reason why is what's going to happen is, as you'll see, someone will fall asleep, and that was the concern they had. However, if a person bedafka puts tefillin on after shkia, he's over Balab, he's over Nisr. There's a whole question what the nature of that Isr is, but there is a separate prohibition for a person to bedafka put tefillin on at night. But the key thing is that technically speaking, it's not that when nighttime hits, a person has to take off his tefillin. Technically, it is mutter to keep it on. As you'll soon see, we just don't want people knowing that, because if they get into the habit of that, then it's going to lead to problems when they have that tefillin on, as you'll soon see. Hayach yud beis, hayah baba derech utfillin berosho, okay? Vishaka lav hachama v'kidah shayom. Okay, so let's say I'm walking on Friday, and I'm wearing my tefillin, okay? And what happens? Uh-oh, shkia hits, and it's Shabbos, okay? So what do I do? So miniach yado alein, achi magia, the base of the cholitz. So I put my hand over my tefillin, okay? I keep it covered until I get to my house, and I take them off, okay? You'll soon see, by the way, that it's clear the size of tefillin back in these days was much smaller than what we have today. So what you do is you keep your hand over basically do this, okay? Walk home and take your tefillin off. Haya yoshev bebeis medrash utfillin berosho. Let's say you're in the base of medrash and your tefillin's on, and it becomes Shabbos. V'kiddush alav hayom meniach yado le'en ashe megil beis of the cholitz. Same halacha. V'yimesh bayis samach l'choma. Okay, shemeshtamer bo meniach ansham. Let's say there's a house or a storage area, okay, where you keep your tefillin, then you take them off and put them there. V'imlo chalatz tefillin. Remember, and this is also dealing with the issue of hotzah, of carrying. I mean, if you take them off, that would be a problem of carrying. V'imlo chalatz tefillah mishishaka achama meishlo hayelo makol mishamam nimso alav kedei l'shamam mutter. Right, but if he didn't take his tefillin off when shkia hit, because there was nowhere for him to put his tefillin, then it's okay for him to keep them on until he gets what he called to keep them on him in order to make sure they don't get stolen or anything like that. Because as you'll soon see, sometimes putting them in a storage area could lead someone to steal a tefillin. All right, halacha yugimel. Call Pater Mekriya Shema. Okay, so Lachin Gimel, call Pater Mekriya Shema, Pater Mitzvillin. Anyone who's Pater Mekriya Shema is Pater Mitzvillin as well. Katan Shiodea Lishmor Tefillin, Tefillov, Aviv Lokeach Lotfillin, Kedil Chancho Mitzvahs. Once a child knows how to take care of his tefillin, which really means he knows when he wears his tefillin, you know, what he's supposed to do, okay? At that point, the father is chayev to purchase him tefillin and mechanech him mitzvahs. Now, that's also not done today. What's done today, which, there's no written rule like that. You know what I mean? The rule is that when the child's ready, then you're chayav to be mechanechim. You know, also note as well that there's no hanachas tefillin ceremony. It's just simply like any other mitzvah. Right. It's an odd thing today. I'm relaxed. Don't kill me. It's an odd thing today that for some reason, this mitzvah, we have a ceremony for. Well, I don't understand. It's like any other mitzvah d'oraisa, right? You're chayav to a father's chayav to mechanech his kids in mitzvah. So why would you have a separate celebration for that? Okay. Now here's another important one. Chole me'ayim. Now this is very important. V'chol mishalo yachol lishmaras nekava of ela bitzar patar min atfilin. That's also important. If someone has a digestive disorder, okay, and for instance, let's say, as you'll soon see, let's say they pass gas often, okay, or it's hard for them to, let's say, control their bowels, right? They're pata from tefillin. That's important, There are plenty of diseases today that like irritable bowel syndrome. You can make a very strong argument that someone who has IBS should not be putting phenylephrine on. They're part-time. There's no reason for them to. And I know we have a certain sympathy. There's this, unfortunately, sympathy a lot of times drives halacha, which is a mistake. You know, oh, but don't we want the person included in the mitzvah? Yeah, but the halacha is that if they have an inability to control their bowels, they are pater from tefillin. They are pater from tefillin. There's no reason for them to put on tefillin. In fact, it could be a problem if they do, as you'll soon see. The chol tameim kulan chayim tefillin katarim. So tamei is chayim just like a tar. Now, mitztayer, okay, now here comes the question from before. Mitztayer, umi she'eno daito miyosheves unechono lav. Now, someone who's like, let's say, in a state of pain, like, let's say, psychological pain, or someone who can't focus. Like, he's in a state where he can't focus. Okay? Pater min tefillin. Okay? She'meniach tefillin, asu lo lasiach daito mehen. Because when a person puts on tefillin, he can't have a hesach hadas. Now, that's the source of what everyone bases the idea, one of the main sources, of the idea of being pater from putting on tefillin today all day. Because the question is that of hesach, excuse me, is hesach hadas. But if you listen to the lashon carefully, it's not necessary, it's really, the question of hesach hadas is more of, if a person is unable, ain daitum yusheves in the chon olav. Right? Now the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean like a person is, does that mean if he's daydreaming? Or does that mean a person's like preoccupied by something else? It's normally ain daitum yusheves is a guy's like preoccupied. You know, he's concerned. He has a, you know, but I'll give you a good example. Let's say a person has, I mean, going back to high school, I got a big final exam tomorrow, right? And all I can think about is that final exam. You could definitely agree, pater min tefillin. You're pater. Because what's a person going to be doing? You're going to be obsessing and thinking about that exam. Pater from tefillin. Kohana b'shas avoda, v'levim b'shas she'omrim mashir shal ha'duchan, v'yisrael b'shas she'omdim mikdash, p'turim min tefillin, min tefillin. Why are Kohanim and Levim and B'nai Yisrael, when they're in the mikdash, why are they pater from tefillah and tefillin? Also commits a pater mitzvah. So there's another principle here, another universal axiom that the Rambam brings down here, which is also commits a pater mitzvah. Okay? Okay, halacha yudalad. Okay. Chayv adam lemishamesh petfilov kolzman shem alav. Okay, so there's another interesting idea, which is what is a person supposed to do? A person's supposed to kind of touch his tefillin all the time, okay? To remind himself, right? Shelo yasiyach daitam hem. Afilu rega echad. So that's how a person becomes always aware. Okay. Now today, because we only wear it by shacharis, so we're not quite as in tune to that. But there's an idea if you wore it all day, so a person, there's no actual time. It just has to be part of the habit of a person to just, you know, kind of touch his tefillin to remind himself he's wearing it. Now again, since today wearing tefillin is foreign to us, so the idea of having to touch it constantly isn't much of an issue. But imagine if it was something you wore normally every day. If it was part of your normal uniform, then you can understand why it's important to touch it constantly throughout the day. Shekedushasan gedola mekedushas tzitz, right? Which is, this comes from the Gemara, because the kedusha of tefillin is greater than the kedusha that tzitz, which was worn by the Kohen Gadol that had the Shem Hashem on it. Shetzitz inbo ela Shem echad. That only has the name of God once. The ilu yesh behem echad ve'esrim Shem shel yodkei vavkei v'shel rosh k'mosam v'shel yad. But by tefillin you have it 21 times. So the fact is that since you see that the kedusha of tefillin is that much greater, so a person has to always be cognizant that he's wearing tefillin. Okay, halacha tesvav, another important halacha, tefillin tzrichin guf naki. So this is the other issue that the Gemara takes up. All right, there's two issues of where Chazal or where the Gemara gets into why a person would be pater from tefillin. One is daitim yusheves alav. The second one is guf naki. And gufnaki itself has a question what gufnaki exactly means, but here the Rambam learns gufnaki as shizar shlo teitzim and ruach milamata kol zman she'malav. It is prohibited to pass gas when you're wearing tefillin. That is an absolute prohibition. Okay, lefikach therefore also lishon mehem lo shinas kevav lo shinas arai. Okay, therefore you're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin on, whether it's a like your nightly sleep or even like a temporary sleep. Although we're going to come back to that in a second. All right, even like a nap. Either way, it's aser. Ela imeniach alehan sudar. Okay, unless you cover them, right? V'lo haisa imo isha, right? Yashem hem shinas arai. And if there's no woman with him, right? Then it'd be permitted for him to take a nap with them on. V'ketzadu osa. And how does a person take a nap with its tefillin on? Meniach rosho ben birka v'hu yoshev yeshon. So what you do is you put your head between your knees. Okay, meaning you nap in a very uncomfortable way. The best way to describe this, I'm not saying the position's the same, But the best way to think about this is it's like sleeping on a plane. You know, like when you sleep on a plane, the way you, unless you're sleeping in first class, when you sleep on a plane, it's never like a comfortable sleep. You never really get into a real deep sleep on a plane. So the Rambam is saying, based on the Gemara, you have to put yourself into a position, if you want to nap with your tefillin on, in a position that you know will be uncomfortable. Now, in Halacha Tes Zayin, you can already hear why you know tefillin was so small. How you tefillin of kruchin biyado. Kruchin biyado means that your tefillin are like wrapped in your hand. Meaning there was a way they used to carry tefillin. You could carry your tefillin where you would take the two tefillins and use the ritzuas to wrap around your hand and hold it that way. That's small tefillin. I mean, I have a big hand, right? I'm telling you right now, the way my tefillin is, there's no way it would fit into my hand. But there was a way they would be able to carry tefillin in such a way because it was smaller, okay? So if it's wrapped in your hand, mutalisha mehema, filushinas keva, then it's permitted to sleep, right? Because you're not actually wearing them. Veino ochol bahem elachilas arai. When it comes to eating, okay, if you're wearing your tefillin, you should not eat a meal with them on. You can have a snack. Aval im nichnas l'sudas keva, but let's say you're going to have lunch, okay, chotzon v'nichan al shulchano, you take them off and put them on the table, ach yitol yadav, until you wash your hands after the meal, v'acharach yinicham v'varach amazonav v'hu lavash mehen, right? Then it's interesting. You do mayim achronim, you put them on, then you bench, right? So you bench with your tefillin on. Okay, so if a person was wearing tefillin and he went to have a sudas keva, he would take his tefillin off until after he does mayim achronim, puts them back on, and then benches. Okay, let's do one more. Halacha Yud Zayin. Hayalavush tefillin v'hutzrach the basic kisei. So this is definitely not practical today because they're talking more of an outhouse situation, but it's still interesting because it goes against, again, the way we look at how bathrooms are, because we all know, again, when you're a kid, you're always taught, you know, you got to take your tefillin off before you go to the bathroom, okay? Let's say a person's wearing his tefillin and he has to go to the bathroom. Lo yaniach ha-tefillin b'chorin ha-smuchon r'shus ha-rabim. So in the outhouses, they would have like these areas where, like, let's say little cubby holes, so to speak, that face the public thoroughfare where you could put your tefillin in. B'kameh shema yitlum ovrei d'rachim. So you shouldn't put your tefillin there. You shouldn't take your tefillin off when you have to use the facilities to put them in these areas where they could be taken. So what do you do? Ketzed yaseh. Afilu hutzrach l'hash n'mayim. Okay, interesting. Even if a person has to urinate, what does he do? Choletz tefila b'rachok arba amos. You take your tefillin off 4 amos away from the base kisei. The golon bevigdo, and you wrap him in your shirt or your garment. Kamin sefer Torah. The ochzon bimino kenegan libo. Right. So you take your tefillin off. Right. You roll them in your like shirt. Okay. But you still have them in your hand, in your right hand. Okay. Vizar kadesh lo teiritzua yotzeis mitachas yado tefach, and you make sure that none of the straps come out from a tefach. The nichnas the osetz rachov, and you go in and you urinate. And when you get out, you go four amos away from the bathroom, and then you put on your tefillin again. What's critical here? What's interesting is that note the halacha is that you can go into the base kisei with your tefillin. Okay, in other words, the tefillin wasn't even in the tefillin bag. What a person would do is they would take the tefillin off 4 amos away and kind of roll them up in their shirt. Right, but they're wearing their shirt, meaning that, and they, in other words, they would hold it. It had to be covered, but it wasn't prohibited to bring it into the base kisei. That's the key point. And not only that, a person can actually urinate while holding tefillin in his right hand. Okay, and the reason why the right, because the left hand was usually used for wiping. So you'd hold your tefillin, if you remember that from Hilchos Deos. So you hold your tefillin in your right hand, right, wrapped in your shirt. Okay.